I took out after him, figured I'd catch him about halfway up the hill. Only little Drover is faster than you might suppose when he knows his life's in danger. Never did catch the runt. He disappeared inside the machine shed. "You might as well come out, Drover." I peered into the darkness and tried to decide which stack of junk he was hiding behind. The paint cans, the windmill parts, the old tires, the electric fence batteries, the spare parts for the stock trailer, Hiloper's canoe, or Sally Mae's wedding presents. You could have lost three elephants in that place. "Come on, Drover. You better face the music. I see you."
"We was only funnin', Hank. It wasn't real. Pete said so."
"You coming out, or do I have to tear this place apart?"
"I'm scared, Hank."
"Okay, you asked for it." I waded in. When something got in my way, I just, by George, leveled it. Knocked it aside. Left it in rubble. You should have heard them paint cans clatter. I mean, when Hank the cow dog gets on a case, nothing's safe, especially a villain. It's only a matter of time till I track him down, and then you can imagine the terrible scene. Drover was in real peril. I tore the place apart, turned it upside down. Just about wore me out. "Drover, tell you what I'm gonna do. If you'll turn yourself in, we'll forget the death penalty. I'll let you off with a good thrashing."
"I'm still scared, Hank. I'm too scared to walk."
"All right, a minor thrashing."
"I'm just petrified, Hank. I can't move."
I thought for a long time. Justice has to be flexible. "Okay, here's my last offer. If you'll stand with your nose in the corner for 15 minutes, we'll let it slide this time." He came out. He'd been under the dang canoe. Sure thought he was behind the paint cans. "Now you march down to the gas tanks and put your nose in the corner."
"Okay, Hank, but that's a terrible punishment."
"You bet it is, and let that be a lesson to you." We picked our way through the junk, across the cement floor to the door. When we got into the moonlight, Drover stopped.
"Good Lord, Hank, look at your feet. You're bleeding."
I glanced down. Sure enough, my feet were covered with blood. Must have cut them on something sharp and terrible. I started getting faint from loss of blood. My legs got wobbly. "Rush me to the sewer, Drover. This could be serious."